It only takes one. You know, when there's not enough agreement between two parties, then there will be no agreement at all. This is the reason for partnerships failing, marriages breaking up, and the main reason you don't have more customers buying from you. Most people think that it takes two to have an agreement, but the truth is, it only takes one. It only takes one because once one opposing party agrees and no longer disagrees, there is no longer any disagreement. The salesperson, you, who wants agreement, must give agreement to the customer before agreement can be achieved. You get it? Your agreement precedes their agreeing. Even when a buyer is making ridiculous claims or exaggerations, you have to agree with him. Just because you think what he's saying is ridiculous doesn't mean he thinks it's ridiculous. If he thinks something is black and you think it's white, you're both right. However, if he thinks something is black and you want to get the sale, you'd better agree with his reality that it's black. If he thinks he should wait and think about it for a while and you disagree with him, I swear to you, I guarantee you will solidify his need to wait and you won't get the close. However, if in the same example, you were simply to agree with him that thinking about it is a good idea and let him know that you absolutely agree with his viewpoint, he will become more attracted to you and move toward you, not away from you. You get it? Because you're agreeing with him. Once that agreement is in place, you can then go ahead and explain that thinking will not change the fact that this is the right product, that he can afford the product, and that his company will save money because of the product. And by making the decision to do it now, he can put his attention on all the other things he needs to think about. Agree with him first, which will bring him to another way of thinking, getting closer to you, and then you can handle the objection. I'll give you an example. I wanted to add a fourth dog to our fleet of dogs, to our family, and my wife was dead set. Now, she loves animals, but she's like, no, we have enough. I'm dead set against the idea, right? The first thing I did was agree with her. Baby, you're right. You're absolutely right, honey. You know, the last thing we need is another Great Dane. With a raised eyebrow, she asked, you agree with me? Absolutely, baby, I agree with you. You're right. There is no sense. It makes no sense in us having four dogs. It's just ridiculous. That was the point where she looked at the picture of the puppy, the little white Harlequin Great Dane that I was considering. She looked at me, a little smile crosses her lips, and she's like, he's so cute. Done. Dog number four is in the house. Do you get it? Agree. Acknowledge. Make the other party right, and then go about selling and closing. There's no single rule that salespeople violate more than this rule, and it happens to be the number one rule in selling any product, any idea about anything. Agreeing is the road to more sales. Agreeing is the road to getting what you want in life. Agreeing is the road to riches. This needs to be drilled and practiced because man, particularly in the West, is inclined to disagree in order to satisfy his gluttonous craving to be right. So you need to really, really drill this because every day you're trying to be right all the time. You don't want to be right now. You want to be agreeable.